Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 145, Impressions de France. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. And welcome to Memory 145 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, I trust everyone is enjoying their summer. Ours may have just changed on us a little bit while we're contemplating what we want to do with our vacation this summer. We have plans to spend the week in the beach in Florida, but we might change that again. I'll keep you guys posted, as the change might have a Disney connection after all. But for now, let's return to the memories of our day at Epcot. For those just joining us, we're spending what was a rainy day at Epcot in early March of 2014. It's Flower and Garden Festival, but the crowds are actually really light, a 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com. And the rain from the morning has given way to a beautiful evening. In Memory 143, you know, before the break, we caught a showing of the Reflections of China in the China Pavilion. After some discussion, we decided to make our way around the countries of the World Showcase and catch what attractions are left. After a long walk with a few stops, we arrived at the France Pavilion, parked the stroller, and made our way inside the waiting area for Impressions de France. As we entered the waiting area, we found out there's only a minute before the doors are opened and we're let in. Once we're in our seats, it's not long before the curtains open and we're treated to some of the most amazing music in all of the Epcot pavilions and what are some of the most amazing sights and beautiful country that is France. So this movie has been around for a while and probably could use some updating. However, I don't want too much to change. This attraction is overlooked way too often, which is just a shame in my mind. Like most of what Disney does, it's very well done. I personally like this one a lot, and not just because you can sit. As I said before, the musical selection in this attraction is amazing. Place on top of the music a breathtaking views of castles, cathedrals, and countryside, and you have a great overview of France in just 18 minutes. If you're making your way around Epcot's World Showcase, please make sure you stop and see this one. So, what are your thoughts of Impressions de France? Do you like this movie too? Where do you rank it amongst the three remaining pavilion movies in Epcot? Now, please come share all that with us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Or maybe mention us on a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. And finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like, and don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So today's memory is in binaural, and I'd suggest that you put those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, Close your eyes and come with me as we enjoy the majesty of all that France has to offer.
You said 1 minute?
Yeah, 1 minute.
All right. Go back and talk to her. She said 1 minute. Yeah.
Can you do that for me?
Here we go. Yes, where'd Grandpa and Mikey go? Ah, there they are. Go down further, Susie. Not that far. We can find a good spot.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you need to exit during the show, please use the exit door on the left. And now I'm very proud to take you on a visit to my country. I hope you will enjoy the classic beauty, the rumors, and the music you will see from Paris to our countryside. Please refrain from sleeping. Thank you. Enjoy the show.
among gentle spirits of the air, my France awakens with the early dawn. The true heart of my country grows from the toil of her people, from villages and family farms of the most fertile land in all Europe. The majestic gardens of Versailles, a magic window onto a golden age of kings. Villages. Within the heart of all my people dwells the secret vagabond. dreaming of faraway places yet unseen. We say in the words of our great poet Baudelaire, et sans savoir pourquoi, disent toujours, allons. They live for the sake of living, and without knowing why, they always say, we must go. An ageless symbol of France, Mont Saint-Michel. Proud, full of grace and symmetry. Rooted firmly to the ground, yet dedicated to the spirit. Thank you. From the cold green north they come, to the golden glow of the Riviera, where warm winds kindle dreams of eternal spring. A city of dreams come true and yet to be, Paris. Bastille Day. Nothing makes us prouder in all of France than to celebrate the birth of our Republic. The city of lights, a living symbol of every age, of every season, across the face of my beloved France. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy your tour for France. Thank you to use the exit door on the left, but before, make sure you collect all your personal belongings. Have a good evening, sorry, or on the virtual case. Thank you. Merci, bonsoir. Wake up. Merci.
With the orchestra?
Well, with whatever recordings we have. I'm so serious. Make a note.
You're not making this. I am making the notes. Are you texting it to me? Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Hold on, Susie Q. Why do you like that one so much? I mean, there was another piece just right in there. I know, it's beautiful. She loves that Saint-Saëns piece. In the same key. Let's go, Susie Q.
I'm serious. I'll do it. I love that song.
No, we're not going to do that right now.
He tried to do it as a ringtone from my
kidding me.
You can get a book that tells you all the hidden things.
Patisserie. Hold on. Stop.
Is this where they have those ice cream sandwiches?
Glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your ice cream store. Okay. Stop. Where did you hear about that or read about it?
That's what Maryland was talking about. That there was like seven new things to try. They've got cronuts too. You've heard that croissant slash donut.
I've seen pictures of them, yes. I think the restrooms are right over here. Yeah, but the restrooms are like right over here. Ow. Mm-hmm.
choose. Are you going to ride too, or are you going to walk?
You're funny.
Well, I'm wondering if the castles are as interesting to wander around inside as they are to look at.
I'm going to get them arsenal gear all the time. I'm going
to be able to get to see the countryside and the land, you know, the landscape and the everything.
I don't know.
So far apart, I mean, it would be neat to be able to fly over there and see it all.
Hey, Susie.
Look.
Look. Up. And over on this side, too. Over on this side, too, Susie. That's Aurora. Because I saw the shape earlier. Her hair and the dress are different. Except it's blonde. Be a nice spot to watch the fireworks from.
Sophia!
No, she's fine. I don't know, honey. That one's pretty clear. Oh, no. That island of trees. Never mind. Yeah. There's a lot of people, but... I prefer... Yeah, it empties fairly quickly. I prefer walking from the back just because you have that, it's a very focused exit. Wait, so what? We need to get more than that. The Mediterranean place back there has hummus and chips. Hummus and pita. Here, Susie, Winnie the Pooh. Yes, you're right. Yes, you're right. Yes, there's a band back there that I've never thought was all that good. Hey, Susie Q, stop. Who's that? Up there. Over there. Good job.
That would be a very British thing.
Kyle, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for ourselves.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.